Welcome to part one of a two-part audio transcripted podcast. In conversation with Loy Van Jun, who is a technical advisor to the SKU. He is in conversation with Derek Kirkham, 7th Dan, the SKU Director of Coaching.
Hello and welcome to the Shotokan Karate Union podcast and to our new and regular listeners abroad. I'm Derek Kirkham, the Director of Coaching to the Shotokan Karate Union. Today, I'll be chatting with a very talented karateka, Loy Van Jun, a third Dan practitioner of the Vietnamese style Ni Ha Don Karate Do. Hopefully, we'll learn about the man, his style. And so, without further ado, I'd like to say Xin Chao Va Chao Mun. Hello and welcome.
Thank you so much, Master Kirkham, for interviewing me. I can say hello to your listeners.
So, let's get started. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Loy.
I am Loy Van Jun. I am 39 years old and a third Dan black belt in Nghĩa Dung Karate Do. I have practiced doing martial arts from the age of 15 years old. I now live in Way City, but I am from a village district, Co, Bochek, which is further north than Way City.
Tell us why you decided to learn karate.
But because my village district was a very tough place. And I wanted to be able to defend myself and family. And I very much loved to fight when I was younger.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your style of Karate Do.
Nghĩa Dung Karate Do is similar to your Shotokan system in many ways. It has the same kata, the same technique name, and it is done using the same Japanese way. It was founded in 1978 by Nguyen Van Dung, who is now 83 years old. He started the karate training at the same time as you did. In the 1960s, he also trained with a Japanese instructor, Master Choji Suzuki, until Master Suzuki left the Vietnam to go back to his home Japan. Master Nguyen asked him, could he start his own school now? And so Nghĩa Dung Karate Do was born.
Am I correct to say that the name of your style, Ni Ha Don Karate Do, translates to mean loyal and brave way?
It doesn't translate so easily to the English. But yes, that's very close.
What can you tell us about Nguyen Don?
He was a professor of literature. And a prolific writer, he started his karate practice after an incident with his school teacher and himself. When they were injured in a vicious assault, his reason he said was revenge.
Whoa, did you say revenge?
Yes, revenge. But he soon learned that karate was not about revenge, just as I learned that karate was more about character perfection than revenge.
It sounds like many traditional karateka from around the world have something else in common, as I too started karate training so I could learn some fighting tricks to get the advantage over people around where I lived, as I also enjoyed fighting when I was young. But karate, as it does, taught me very early that it's a very long process to learn those tricks. That the process gets a grip of you and changes one's character. Sorry for interrupting. Carry on.
He has now handed over the organization control to his son Master Ching. My style is very similar to Shotokan Karate, and our organization is like the SKU. We teach the philosophy, the culture, and moral of the art, and our black belt grades are tested on those qualities. We have 10 Q grade the same as you. But we only have 5 color of belt. White, yellow, green, brown, black. The time requirement are the same between grading exam as yours. And we test student on kata, kumite, and kihon, the same as you.
We in the SKU have a place great emphasis on oyo practice during advanced kumite practice. And watching your demonstrations, you seem to place the same importance upon real working techniques.
Yes, real self-defense is important part of my karate.
So what is your personal focus on during your personal practice?
As I said, real working self-defense waza.
So if real life working technique taken from kata is your focus, what's your favorite kata and why?
I like Gankaku kata. Because of the crane on the rope story, it interested me. And the kick suit my body, because my favorite waza are kick. Especially Yokogari.
In one of your videos, you use Osayuke from Nijushiho. Then you follow it on with Owaseyuki from Gankaku, followed by Kokome and Mowashigeri. I commented at the time that I thought it was a good example of Oyo Kumite in practice. So well done for that, I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Master, for the compliment. As that was the message I was trying to show to people.
Well done, Loy, because the message was received loud and clear. In Nguyen Van Dong's memoirs, Mr. Nguyen named the book A Conversation with Bruce Lee. Why was that? Did he actually know Bruce Lee?
Yes, in our organization, we have a great instructor who was good friend with Bruce Lee. But no, Master Nguyen never met Bruce Lee. But the title of his book come from when Master Nguyen visited Bruce Lee's grave. And he stood and held a conversation in his mind with him.
I see. So it was Master Nguyen who was holding an imaginary conversation at the graveside. Okay. How many countries is your organization in today?
It is in Vietnam, Philippines, India, Australia, and East Europe, and other countries too.
Well, due to the coordination of the time differences, then time has beaten us today, because I know that you have to hurry off right now to teach a class. So thank you, Loy, for your time and your honest answers.
Thank you, Master, for the first part of the interview. I look forward to the second part.
Quite rightly point out that this is the first part of what will be a two-part interview with yourself. And thanks for the clarification, allowing us to learn more about your style. And now that you're on board as an SKU technical advisor for your style, then I would like to reach out to and message all our listeners and members that if you have any questions about the Niha Don style of Karate Do, then Loy will be too happy to help you with them. I'd also like to thank you for your invite to visit and train in your country, and I look forward to training together with you sometime in the future. You've been listening to Derek Kirkham, Director of Coaching to the SKU, in part one of an interview with Louis Van Jun. So until next time, listeners, good luck and good practice.
I would like to thank all of our regular listeners and the new ones who have joined us for the first time. You have been listening to an audio transcripted podcast on behalf of the Shotokan Karate Union podcast.